confusion amid all the grief. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I don't understand exactly what happened.
She's a relative of one of the 19 kids murdered in a classroom in Uvalde, Texas. She and many others demanding more and better information about the law enforcement response.
Let the investigation come through.
City Councilman Lalo Zamora cut chains at the school while the shooter was still inside when some parents were there screaming at police to go in. The story about a school officer trying to stop the gunman from entering changed. Turns out he walked in unobstructed and was inside more than an hour before he was finally killed. Zamora tells Fox,
"We're going to correct all our mistakes. All our mistakes. And hopefully some other school district will learn from what we did."
On Sunday, President Biden will visit Uvalde, where a memorial keeps growing for the kids and the two teachers murdered. Fox's Evan Brown is there.
Parents shuttled their teary-eyed children to the sign at Robb Elementary School to place flowers and other trinkets.
I went to a middle school.
So you knew the kids here?
Yes, some of them.
So I know you're about to go place some flowers. How important is it for you to be here today?
Very important.
Four people are injured, dead rather, two injured, at least two more missing after a house exploded last night in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, flattening another home next to it, damaging many others.
We were on State Street playing bingo. I was with my daughter, and the whole building just shook. Like, we thought that either an earthquake was happening or that someone crashed into the building.
Investigators still trying to figure out the cause. We're getting the teeniest break from the record gas price surge. Regular is down a hundredth of a penny today. AAA's national average still about 460 a gallon, but more people expected to travel this Memorial Day weekend than last year, more than 39 million.
Whatever the gas price is, unfortunately we have to pay for it, but, you know, we want to go visit our family, so this is the cost that's involved.
Now, most will drive. Those who fly are paying 34% more for plane tickets this year. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Just ahead of Memorial Day, when Americans honor all those who fought and died for this country, an update on some Navy casualties of World War II.
Those 13 sailors were all given Navy committal ceremonies 77 years ago after a Japanese submarine torpedoed the USS Indianapolis on July 30th, 1945, in the last weeks of World War II, killing over 800 U.S. sailors en route to the Philippines from Guam. The Navy says newly analyzed documents show all 13 were buried at sea and their status has now been changed from unaccounted for to buried at sea. Researchers found the names of those 13 sailors in deck logs, commanders' reports, and war diaries kept by the seven ships that recovered bodies. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
An update on the Dr. Larry Nassar scandal. He's in prison for sexually abusing gymnasts, including Olympic medalist Simone Biles. The Justice Department has decided not to charge two former FBI agents for mishandling allegations against the doctor, despite an internal watchdog recommendation they be charged. A victim's attorney calls it incomprehensible. It's down to closing arguments today in Johnny Depp's libel case against ex-wife Amber Heard, who's countersuing him the day after she testified one last time.
Facing Depp's lawyer, Camille Vasquez, who pressed her on a photo that Vasquez says Heard used for two different alleged abuse incidents.
I don't know when this was taken, and also I'm outside. I was obviously wearing makeup. I have no idea when this was taken, so I have no idea if I can speak to what bruise you can see or not.
Let's refresh your recollection.
Heard also testified that she has been harassed, humiliated, threatened every single day. Depp is suing Heard for an ACLU-backed op-ed in the Washington Post in which she describes herself as a victim of domestic abuse. He says he never hit Heard, and he's the victim of abuse. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. In the NBA playoffs, the Golden State Warriors advance to the finals, eliminating Dallas. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.